Yeah, thank you. It's been a long time. I've been dreaming about this moment for a very long time, and it's special, you know. I'm feeling gratitude, catharsis. It's a bit of a, there's a kind of duality to the moment. You know, you spend so much time waiting, hoping, and then imagining it, dreaming it, and then when it happens, it's not necessarily anticlimactic, but you can't be too caught up in the moment for what it means to you. And in the end, you know, this isn't about me. This is about the Raiders playing the Tennessee Titans, you know. And I'm just grateful that I got the chance to contribute. You know, you can imagine it's been a crazy week for me, the highs and the lows, but I'm Italian, so I live it very fully. This was a great week of life for me.
What's that like getting the game ball? What's that like getting the game ball and everybody cheering for you after the game? I mean, what's that feeling like?
It's special. You know, in fact, what I said was, you know, I've been dreaming about this for a long time, and to see your smiling faces means the world to me. You know, when I get these big old linemen that have been battling all game, turn to you and just be so happy, you know, because you contributed. That's what I do this for.
How are you able to keep your emotions in check when they're in your mouth, especially on that first 52-yarder?
Mm-hmm. I think I just went numb. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, this is a very spiritual journey, so I like to think, you know, I just trusted in God's grace and trusted that He gave me the talents to perform the way I needed to today, and grateful that it worked out the way it did.
You probably could have hit that thing from 60.
Wow. It's just got to go in for 52. That's all I needed to go in for.
George, Steely used to talk to the kickers before every game to try and determine what the outer fringe is that he's going to try in a mm-hmm. game. What was yours today? Was that about as long as you were going to try? Or was it?
No, I think we tried. We were going to say 53 in one direction and 53 in one direction, 50 in the other direction, because there's a slight wind. It's a little swirly, you know, it wasn't really too consistent, so when I got the call to go out there, I was just blank and went through the motions.
You talked about the first time you went out there for an extra point, there was like a delay because they were looking at the play.
Yeah.
That's the first time you were going to go out there.
Felt like an eternity. It's like, come on, just let me get out there and just get it over with, you know. But again, that's to me, I try to take today as just a learning experience, you know, traveling with the team, first regular season game. Soak up every second because it is a special moment, right? So I figured, good, bad, or ugly, it's going to give me opportunities to grow, and I'll try to take advantage of them.
You talked about your week. Can you kind of take us through? I mean, you got released. I know you're working out at Campo, when did you get the call, and what were the emotions like? How realistic did you think it would be you knew Sebastian?
You know, there was something all week that I felt it. You know, there was a lot of parallels to when I first got to Cal and how kind of last minute I played. I played after just a couple days being on the team. And for some reason, again, I think it's divine intervention, but things kind of aligned where I was talking to the same people and like the situations. Like I had these signs that kept presenting themselves to me during the week. So in that, you know, in that light, I tried to make sure I stayed ready because, again, as terrible as I was feeling, you know, and disappointment after being released, it's not about me. You know, if the team were to need me, I needed to be able to step up, and I'm just grateful that I got the chance to.
Well, give us an example of a sign that you saw.
So the first person that I saw when I got signed to the practice squad, I planned to go to dinner with my buddy, who was my roommate freshman year in college. And he was the first person I told that I was starting that first game at Cal. And he was the first person that I told that I got signed to the practice squad, like the first person outside of my family, you know. So it was just kind of a parallel there with, I went to dinner with him, and he's the first person outside of my family that came to know the situation. And I just thought, something a little...
Did they call you Thursday night or Friday morning?
Thursday.
Thursday.